It's the 2nd of May. I'm David. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council has completed an 84-kilowatt solar photovoltaic and 69-kilowatt battery system at Queen Street Car Park, cutting its energy use by over 50% in March 2025. Unveiled by Mayor Tom Wootton, the project supports the council's net zero carbon goal by 2030 and was funded through its carbon management capital budget. Installed by Energy Efficient Solutions, it's one of three rooftop solar projects across the borough. Other installations include Kempston Pool and Lurk Street Car Park, which is due by summer 2025. Councillor Nicola Gribble praised the initiative for cutting emissions and reducing energy costs. Bedfordshire Police's Bozen unit seized two zombie knives and a knuckle duster during a raid targeting gang crime in Bedford. Two men were arrested for involvement in Class A drug supply, with one also charged for possessing offensive weapons. Zombie knives and machetes were banned last year, with possession now carrying up to 4 years in prison. The law also targets online sales, banning manufacture, sale and importation of such weapons. A 5-foot Mexican black king snake was rescued from a drain, believed by the RSPCA to be an escaped pet, and efforts are underway to find its owner. The snake, a non-venomous constrictor, would not have survived much longer in the drain. If the owner isn't found, the snake will be rehomed. The charity warns that snakes require complex care and are often misunderstood as pets. They urge anyone finding a non-native snake to keep a safe distance and contact their helpline. Bedford Borough Council has announced the return of the Bamberg Beer Festival, celebrating its 10th year from the 23rd to the 25th of May at the Harper Suite. The festival, which paused during the pandemic, honours Bedford's twin town status with Bamberg, Germany. It will feature authentic German beers, traditional food and cultural entertainment in a lively community atmosphere. Councillors say the event reflects strong local enthusiasm and supports cultural exchange between the two towns. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.